All right, Carol, you want to hit the button?
Wait, hit the button?
The following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-conscious gas bags with sticks on their
heads.
Wait,
because
I blew it out of the goddamn airlock. You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord.
Hello!
Carol the Cat.
Hello!
The Giddy Geeker.
Woo!
And Tiffany the Technician.
Hello!
People assume
that you're across the road.
Tiffany is joining us
in the hosts of Guardians of the
Geekery. I never realized how much music we have in our opening.
Guardians of the Geekery!
He's heard it before. I've curved a lot. It wasn't until this last year that he started hearing it. I curved a lot compared to what I grew up with.
So we're live on Guardians of the Geekery.
Episode 162! Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, so we're here with Rick Policastro, just like Fidel, but not.
He's Italian. Come
and
on,
his son Sabato, and they're going to talk to us about why they're here in a minute. But before they get too relaxed, Rick, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. We need a simple word or a phrase to answer it. And if you can't come up with an answer fast enough, we're going to come up with an answer for you. The word of the day is rutabaga. So, Rick, what TV shows would you recommend that everyone watch?
Anything to do with superheroes.
Okay. What is your primary fandom?
Primary X-Men.
Okay. If we all had to wear a warning label, what would your warning label say?
I'm Italian.
Don't mess with me.
Capes or no capes?
No capes, Dolly.
Okay. What's your favorite junk food?
Anything chocolate.
What TV show would you recommend that nobody watch?
You can phone your son here. You can ask your son.
What do you think? No. What should nobody watch?
What TV show don't you like?
Oh, gosh. I guess I would say Harry Potter.
You don't like Harry Potter?
I do not like Harry Potter.
Whoa.
That's a really, really bold statement sitting on my Harry Potter mug with my Harry Potter mugs over here. Okay.
You better run.
So, Rick, Monty Python, Saturday Night Live, Mad TV, In Living Color, or Kids in the Hall?
I grew up with Saturday Night Live, but I got to go with In Living Color.
All right. And finish this sentence. I wish they would bring back...
In Living Color.
In Living Color.
Okay. Wonder Woman or Batgirl?
Wonder Woman.
And who is the best sci-fi captain?
Best sci-fi captain. Whoa.
I have no idea.
I got to go with Kirk.
Kirk. All right. So now we're going to give you one day's advance notice.
Because we're nice that way.
We're going to hand you a solar-powered tablet, and you're going to be allowed to load one of each of the following while we stick you on a deserted island.
Okay.
What book would you load on there to read over and over again?
Sundowner.
Okay. What musical album?
Musical album. AC/DC.
All right. What
AC/DC or Queen?
Video game.
Video game, any race car video game.
And what movie?
Guardians.
Guardians or the new Spider-Man, because the new Spider-Man one was good.
But I lean towards the Guardians.
Okay.
I love my Guardians.
All right, so you have survived the rapid-fire contract. You're the first person in a while
has no rutabaga.
You're not going to get your vegetables this week, folks. So. All right, so Rick, tell us who you are and why you're here. In my house with your kid.
I'm just your typical average guy who's a teacher, and my son was turning 4 years old, and I decided I wanted to do something with him and teach him about cars the way my father taught me. So I decided I wanted to get a Camaro because I've always loved Camaros, and to also get it past my wife. I said, I want to get a Transformer Edition come out because he loves Transformers. And I thought it would just be just like, you know, some shows here and there, and I can teach him when I do the breaks and so forth on it. And but it took off, of course, because of the movie so much with the kids, and kids wanting to come and...
touch the mic. Don't touch the mic stand.
You're
right there.
You're blaming your dad? What the heck? All right.
All right.
Smart. And so, you know, one thing led to another. And from doing car shows and seeing the different themes, like I how I mentioned being a part of the 5th Gen Camaro of the Carolinas, and Butch Yeats, John Constantine, and their cars and the themes that they had of Ghost Rider and Constantine were just phenomenal. And gave me ideas, and my creativeness just took off from there about what I wanted to do with Bumblebee and grow him and keep with the theme and still kind of keep it like you do a double take. You don't see it all out there for everybody. Still kind of like the Robots in Disguise theme, but yet more to him. And it's just grown from there more and more. We got to do all types of shows for kids to raise money for cancer, Brenner's Children's Hospital, and so forth. And then on top of it, then I got to know a great guy, Ed, over at the racetrack, NASCAR track and so forth, and started showing at the Four Wides as well as the NASCAR track, the auto fair. And at the auto fair, this year he even invited me, and we got to be a part of the 50th anniversary of Camaro.
Oh,
and
wow.
That was fantastic.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
Most of the pictures I had sent over from that show. And it was just a great time. And better than any trophy is just the fun I have with the kids in the car. Because I also installed a secondary alarm system, the old programmable Viper alarms.
Yeah.
And it makes three different sounds. So I have three different Bumblebee sounds from it. And I can hit it at any time when I'm driving down the road or just sitting there. And it's great because it catches kids by surprise and they jump in the air and they think he's going to get up and transform. And that to me is so much more rewarding and brings the smiles and the laughs than even getting the trophies from shows and so forth.
So this is actually roadworthy. You can drive this on
the
road?
Yeah, it's sitting in the driveway right now.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, I hadn't planned on bringing him, but unfortunately his brother Blue Streak that's at home is having some trouble with some upgrades, so I wound up bringing him on down.
Do you drive down the highway and get people going...
Yeah, and that's it. The kids, the mouths, you see the mouths hanging open, looking out the car, and like pointing, like, mommy, mommy. And I'll hit the button, and it'll make the transforming noise. And they're really trying to get the window open and wave and so forth. And that's what I'm saying. It's a great reward. And, you know, that's like Sabo, you know, the look of pride on his face and him enjoying it. You know, and he loves to say, whose car is it?
Mine.
Nice.
Because so how many years until you drive?
Now he can say Blue Streak's his.
Yeah.
But he still can't say the yellow one is.
Yes.
The blue one's his, the yellow one's mine.
Yeah, and I've even done my research with the yellow one. It's number 588 out of the 1916 that they made. So
wow.
Worldwide, there's only 1,916 of them.
Whoa.
So, and this one, because it's manual shift instead of automatic, it's one of 845. So that's why I want to keep that and keep it nice and pass it to him, you know.
Yeah, but first you have to have a beater car. You have to have, like...
Mom, it's funny because at first Mom was like, oh, yeah, that'd be a great first car for him for high school. And after she rode in it, she's like, oh, he's not getting this till he's 30.
But it is the true classic yellow, and it was originally yellow, correct?
Yes, exactly. Classically, Generation 1, the Transformers, and this is like some, you know... some angst amongst the fans because of Generation 1, he was actually a VW Bug.
Bug, right.
You know, but still the yellow, keeping with the yellow, which I always thought was funny in and of itself because he's supposed to be like the spy and the undercover and sneak into places. Being a big bright yellow, I don't see that happening.
Mirror yellow's not exactly
actually, you're
camouflage.
You're not sneaking anywhere. As a VW Bug, you're not sneaking anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. You get anywhere.
With that nice diesel sound.
Yeah.
My parents were teachers, and the first two cars that I was aware of as a kid was we owned a VW Bug and a VW Bus.
And, I love the buses.
Well, the bus was fun, except for when you tried to go up the hills of New Hampshire. And there was one street that we went up, and at the very top, there was... a stop sign. I never heard my dad cuss, but when he got up and saw the stop sign, he was like, mother, what? Yeah. It just kind of rolled back down.
Oh,
so,
no.
If you're listening to us on iTunes or Google Play, make sure to go over to guardiansofgeekery.com because we actually have some photos of the car. And actually, the inside of the hood, you have a really nice display on there. So yes. When you're talking about the whole secret identity thing, there's lots of stuff that just driving by, people aren't going
to
see.
Exactly, exactly. That's what I, again, trying to keep with that robots in disguise. I did things so that way you don't see it until at certain points open up. Part of, from the factory, the stripes, they have the rally stripes on the car. And in the rally stripes, they have something called ghost riding. And it says Transformers, but you only see it like in certain angles, and you have to look for it. Yeah, you can go out and see it. It's pretty wild. And keeping with that is I added on some side skirts, what they call the ZL1 style side skirts at the bottom of the car.
Okay.
Black. And then I was able to find Cybertronian writing, which is their planet's writing.
Right.
Online and order it from a guy online. And I ordered it in black and put it black on black to kind of even go with that kind of ghost writing to make it hard to see. So people, I even pointed out to people, and they're like, oh, wow, because they don't see it at first. It's really great like that. And then under the hood, as you mentioned, that, I can't believe I'm forgetting the name all of a sudden. I had it airbrushed done. That's all airbrushing. Thank you very much. Thank you, Sabo. That was the airbrush grotto right over by the Walmart on 29.
Okay.
We have the big Walmart down 29, and I'm waving like people can see me.
We do that all the time.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
But anyway, yeah, he's right located in there. He's reasonably priced and a true artist. I came up with the design to do it kind of like a military badge, like it's his ID. So when you open up the hood, you see his military ID. Because at the time, they had the Transformers 2, where they were working along with the humans, side by side with the humans, in the whole nest. And that's even the shirt you see he's wearing, the symbol and so forth. And I kind of modeled it and stayed with that motif instead of this what unfortunately the director, whose name I will not mention, decided to go with it. Because I really don't like the way he decided to go with that, with the whole storyline. But again, things like that. I also, I even put on the vents for the air conditioning. When you close the vent, you'll see again in black the Transformer symbol, the Autobot symbol. Awesome. And then it still opens up, you know, for the vent to be usable. So it's nice little things like that that I've added onto the car. I already talked about that.
Keep it dead straight. I understand. Yeah. Straight.
I think don't forget to mention. Distracted by all the geekery in the house.
Yeah, got a few things here. Yeah.
Oh, just
a few.
That. Oh.
And my most recent upgrade to it was the sound system. I put a 326 amp in there with new speakers. And that I did so I can even start playing his voice through the phone through the Bluetooth.
Hmm.
And so it's actually coming from the radio like in the movie to make it even more authentic. So that's why I'm trying to go as much with it, like giving it the appearance that it's him about to get up at any moment.
And this is a real labor of love for you. I mean, it's not like somebody pays you to come out to these events.
No,
I mean,
no.
You're not even if you were to get money, it's not going to cover the expense of everything you have to do.
No, and that's the funny thing is it's not even that covering the expense. We usually, all car shows, and this was I learned for the first time, because I used to go to car shows with my father, and it was always like free to walk around and look at cars. And, you know, that's where it all started. But with this, when I started going to car shows with the car, they're like, oh, it's $10, $20, $25. Oh, I have to pay money to show my car. I put a little work into it and I'm paying money to show it. Okay. But it's all, again, it's to raise money for different foundations.
I should have charged you $10. No kidding.
Yeah. and you know what? And at first it was a shock, but I was like, I understood, because it's all about raising money for good causes.
Sure.
You know?
Right.
And that's like the main cause that the car club, 5th Gen Camaro of the Carolinas, they work for towards to raise funds for Levine's Children's Hospital and another one at Brenner. They also have done for Brenner's as well. So again, anything, they're even becoming now a non-profit organization, a full non-profit organization they're becoming. So again, it's it's all for a good cause. Like you said, a labor of love and a good cause. And just to bring a smile to the kids, you know, and let them... Because a lot of times, even car shows, the kids, they get bored after a while. Okay, I've seen a couple cars. I'm done. I want to go play. Yeah. Whereas this is like something a little bit more geared towards them. You know, something that they can enjoy a little bit more and keep their interest up for their parents.
Right.
No, absolutely.
You should come over to like Muggles Market because we have a lot of parking spaces, don't we?
He is coming to Muggles Market.
That's perfect. That worked out
nice
great, didn't
segue.
It?
Segue.
Yeah.
I'm silly. Sorry about that.
Yeah. So if you'd like to see the car in person, you're actually going to be with us at the Muggles Market from 10 to 4.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. It's like I thought of it myself, not you. But anyway, Rick and I have been talking for months. We've been going back and forth for a while about this. Mm-hmm. We've been having no
okay.
thing. His wife is gonna listen. So he's going to be out there with his car. We also were able to confirm this weekend we're going to have at least an Ecto-1 from Ghostbusters there as
awesome.
Well.
Okay.
Awesome. And yeah, he'll be on display, and we'll have the food trucks out there.
This is fantastic.
And the music tent.
Music tent?
Yes.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. And
I wonder if Mikey Mason can play a tune there.
I think Mikey's going to be playing.
Are you kidding me?
It's like I'm just reading your mind. So.
Oh, it's on the card. Thank
you,
Sabo.
Thank
you.
And Sabo hands you the card that I paid for.
Great idea with the card.
I would like to give one other little
shout out.
Okay. Yeah.
I just want to make sure. Yeah. Okay. I don't know if you know him at all. John Felix. John Felix, fantastic guy. He's the one that kind of started all this because he also has a Transformer edition. And during the Charlotte convention, I think it was one of the Charlotte conventions or something that we went down, and he was there appearing there. And he was kind enough to let Sabo was like only 4 at the time, and he was kind enough to let Sabo sit in his car.
Oh.
And that was like what really sparked it all. And Sabo, it seeing him glow like he did sitting in the car and looking at it, I was like, all right, it's time, you know, and I wanted to do that for him. John Felix is a good guy, really good guy. We're in touch and friends on Facebook. And like I said, he's really good, and I think he's also friends with I don't know the name of the person, the Ecto-1, to bring the Ecto-1.
It's going to be the Southern Bell Ghostbusters.
Great.
Yeah, they're going to be there.
Awesome.
Cosplay actors. It's on the postcard that Sabo handed you. It's on the other side.
The other side.
You have to actually read it.
You actually have to flip it over.
Can you read this for me? I'm kidding.
Sabo, why don't you tell us what's on the postcard? What kind of things are people going to be able to see? Read it out loud.
Cosplay actor.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Pretty good.
Full scale.
TARDIS.
Transformer Rumblebee. Ours.
Even yours.
Arthur meet and greet. Zombie makeup class.
Oh.
40 plus
artisans.
Food trucks.
Artist
ballway. Virtual relay.
Reality.
So much more.
Yay! Great job.
So people should totally come and check that out. Well, listen, Rick, you know, while it's still some daylight, maybe we'll run out and take a quick video of your car so we can show some people.
There you go.
You guys are welcome to hang out with us for the next set, or if you need to go off, I know you've got your Blue Streak to repair. You can do that as well. I don't know what time Sabo's bedtime is.
he goes to bed at 9:10 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
It's summertime.
So you're okay.
He's enjoying it.
Summertime. He's like... Mm-hmm. Phew. All right. Well, thank you so much. And people can find you on Facebook under Sobs Bumblebee. That's S-A-B-S.
Mm-hmm.
It's not two A's like the Sob car.
Yes.
But they can go and see pictures of Sabo sitting in front of the car and stuff like that. and then, of course, see it in person live at the Muggles Market.
Yes.
Less than 94 days away.
Yikes.
Get your tickets.
Yikes. Mm-hmm. And I'm pushing the button.
All right.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Guardians of the Geekery.
Facebook.
I know.
And on Twitter.
That's why there's no camera or anything. Must be a camera up there.
Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.
Welcome to the